Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, welcome back for Friday Moments for Missions, and I'm happy to have again Missionary Jeremy Blance here with me. And I know his family, and I know his sending church, and his pastor's a good friend. And he's been telling us this week about their ministry down in the country of Costa Rica. So, Jeremy, just pick up and tell us what God's doing there in Costa Rica today.
Sure. Well, we have continued to focus on our church plant. We understand that if we want to reach a people, we have to plant churches that will be able to continue. Even after we are in a different location, that church will continue on. So we continue to focus upon our church plant. We understand that we've got to get the gospel to the people. So we knock on doors, we shared the gospel in parks, and little by little, the Lord added people to the church, just as we see in the Bible. And one of the things that I believe was key to establishing the church was to keep preaching the gospel, keep sowing the seed.
Amen.
And the Bible says that we will see the increase, that God will bless, and we've continued to do that. Now, the church plant, at the beginning, we did everything, but thankfully, the Lord put it in the hearts of the people to serve in different ways, and so by God's grace, the church has grown,
Amen.
And at this point, we are now praying about how the Lord would help to provide the needs so that we can have our own church building, so that the church can become self-supporting, and really, from that point forward, continue to set our eyes on other areas to bring the gospel and plant churches in other parts of Costa Rica.
Amen. And you brought up a very important point as you're listening to Moments for Missions, and I say it very often, winning people to Christ often is the easy part of the job. It's the discipleship and training that takes a lot of your time, but it's so important.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And although there are many methods for making disciples, when we read the scriptures, we see the local church,
sure.
The Church of Jesus Christ. And we know that we are to train up laborers for the ministry, that every member of Christ's church has a purpose, that God gives us skills, He gives us talents, gives us gifts so that we can serve as the body of Christ and do His work.
Amen. So how many people would you have on the average service, would you say?
We probably average on Sundays right now about 40 to 45. Sometimes we could have close to 60.
Okay.
If a bunch of people are sick, it might be a little lower.
But part of that might be because your building is a little bit limited.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. The last Sunday we had before coming back on furlough, we had, I believe it was 57 people, and we didn't have room for anybody else. So that's kind of the max until the Lord gives us another location.
Yeah. And I think I understand that things are relatively expensive in Costa Rica.
Yes, sir. Especially after having served in Nicaragua, and we've seen how inexpensive things can be there. In Costa Rica, things are much more expensive, particularly rent as well as land.
Now, some of our listeners have been listening to this all week long. As we end, would you just share with us some of the burdens or prayer requests that our listeners could pray with you about? I think, first of all, a good building would be top of that list.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So I would definitely say salvations for the people.
Amen.
We've got to see the people come to Christ, and we understand that God uses the church to do that. So the church is related to that. We need to train up laborers to continue to serve, of course, for the land and the building. We are asking that God will guide us as we seek how to train up laborers more effectively. We understand that God's purpose for the ministry in Costa Rica is not only to use us, but to use the Costa Rican people.
Amen.
And so we really need to focus upon training up laborers for the next generation as well.
And of course, Jeremy is a married man. He has a wife and three children, so that probably would be on that list as well, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. Please pray for us.
Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing your testimony with our listeners.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.